The Good News Bay District was closed to herring fishing Saturday with about 250 tons harvested by just four gillnetters. Travis Ellison is the area manager for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He says the fishery went pretty well considering there hasn't been a fishery there in over 6 years.
You know, the guys that did fish, I think were able to catch quite a few.
The harvest of just 250 tons is well below the 5.6 thousand tons of herring anticipated to be available for the harvest preseason. The only buyer in the Good News Bay District was Coastal Villages Seafoods, which is run by the local CDQ group for the Kuskokwim area. Ellison confirms there was no interest from fishermen or processors in harvesting the herring out of the Security Cove District to the south of Good News Bay.
No one requested or registered to buy herring in the district, so I'm not sure why that was.
The projected herring biomass for the Security Cove District was 17.5 thousand tons, with a quota of just over 3.5 thousand tons. Ellison says it's unclear just how large the biomass of herring was in Security Cove.
We had some difficulty with weather when I think the peak of the spawn was going on there in Security.
There hasn't been a commercial fishery in Security Cove in several years, but it used to be a substantial fishery, with many of the fishermen and processors that fished in the Togiak Sacro fishery participating once Togiak wrapped up. One of the small herring fisheries that's currently underway is the fishery in the Nelson Island District. Ellison confirms that an aerial survey of the district was done Sunday.
We had trouble with the clouds, but we did see a lot of herring and a lot of spawn there around Cape Vancouver.
Fish and Game opened the herring fishery in the Nelson Island District Monday, and Ellison anticipates additional fishing time could be forthcoming.
We need to take a look at the harvest, see how fast they're catching them, and make sure we stay within our guideline harvest there.
The projected biomass for the Nelson Island District is 3.9 thousand tons of herring. That puts the guideline harvest level at 581 tons. Fish and Game notes that the GHL could potentially increase if a greater biomass is observed during subsequent aerial surveys. Ellison anticipates a couple of dozen gillnetters will participate in the fishery, with Coastal Villages Seafood serving as the only buyer. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.